101.9 and 1490 Iron Country. There is Montgomery Gentry, and She Couldn't Change Me. And it's been 25 years. Montgomery Gentry been playing great country music for us, and it is an honor and a pleasure to have on the phone with me this morning, Mr. Eddie Montgomery. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. Boy, what a beautiful morning this morning.
It is a beautiful morning this morning. And, you know, when I was thinking about actually having you on the show with me today, it took me back to, boy, the first album, Tattoos and Scars, and my friend Wicks brought me up on the bus to meet you and T-Roy, and what a great night of country music that was. I've been seeing you over the years, and one thing I always loved about a Montgomery Gentry concert, it looks like you guys were having the best time.
We still are, man. You know, of course, there ain't a day don't go by we don't miss brother T-Roy, and we made that promise, me and him. And I ain't going to lie about it. It's over a couple shots of Jim Beam. We was like, you know, if anything ever happens to one of us, we want the other one to promise that we're going to keep MG going. So I'm keeping my promise. And I tell you what, man, I want to make sure that I make him proud and, you know, and what we do and what we play. And, you know, it's always going to be me and him, man, no matter what.
You know, earlier this year, you were up here doing the Brotherly Love Tour with your brother, John Michael Montgomery, and you've been out on the road quite a bit. Eddie, you must really enjoy being out on the road, don't you?
I love it. I mean, it's, you know, my once it's in your blood, you can't get rid of it. You can ask any musician that, you know, once you get music in your blood, you know it as well as I do. Once it's in there, you can't get rid of it. You know, this is, and we love it. And plus, if I'm home over 2 weeks anyway, well, I start driving my wife nuts. So she's like, I think it's about time for you to get back on the road.
Get back out there. I know, you know, over the years, you guys have had such a great chemistry. And Eddie, do you find yourself now being out on the road and looking off to your left-hand side and you're looking for T-Roy, and but you feel him there?
You know, I sure do, man. It's funny you said that because I still do. I look to my left all the time. And, you know, I still think, of course, he was always that practical joker, you know. And he had kept a big old wooden spoon on his bus, and because he loved to stir it up and play practical jokes. And, of course, I know, you can tell, I know everybody out there, he was the pretty one. I get it. I hear it every day. But, man, we used to have a lot of fun. And and we still do. You know, he's with us every time. We have things that happen to us, and we go like, man, we know T-Roy's here doing this. You know?
Exactly.
It's funny. Because, you know, well, me and T put this together. Nashville didn't put this together. You know, we were friends and buddies, man, and honky-tonks, and, you know, make a joke about it. Mom was a drummer. Dad was a guitar player. And, of course, T-Roy, the bartenders were our babysitters, and T-Roy's dad owned a bar. So that's how we all hooked up, and, you know, pretty much out of high school. And, well, the rest is history. You know, this is our 25th year, man. It blows my mind. And, of course, we ain't never called nobody fans. We call them friends, and they've had our back ever since we've come out with Tattoos and Scars, and they still got our backs today.
Well, not too long ago, Eddie, you released a solo song that we loved here at Iron Country called Live and Well, and it did really well here for us. Is there any thoughts or maybe you doing some new music for us for 2025?
There is. Yes, we're starting to work on it now, and we're finishing up tour, and then we're going to hit the studio hard, and we're going to write. And plus, you know, you never know where you're going to find that hit song at. So we're going to be looking everywhere for, you know, them hits, man. After 25 years, you know, you got to keep your foot on the pedal.
Exactly. And we're speaking with Eddie Montgomery this morning from Montgomery Gentry, going to be up at Brocktoberfest at the Crystal Grand Music Theater this Friday night. And for our Iron Country listeners, when you go to get your tickets, go on there, put in BrockBand24, and you're going to get a discount to see Eddie Montgomery this Friday night. And Eddie, one of the songs that's always struck a chord with me through your career with Montgomery Gentry is the song Tattoos and Scars. And that song will bring a tear to my eye, and I've heard it a million times. What does that song mean for you?
You know, I tell you, it's so funny because, you know, we was playing nightclubs in Lexington, Kentucky. You know, we're from Kentucky, and we were playing six nights a week. And Sony, Columbia Records, come up and heard us. Well, they were trying to, when we went to Nashville, they wanted to sign us. And everybody was playing these songs for us. And we said, no, guys, that ain't us. And I was like, it's like, so we're going to have to we're going to have to do a show down here just for all the songwriters and everybody so they can hear who we are. Well, we kept going, and they still couldn't. They was trying to pitch us a lot of, you know, tongue-in-cheek songs, which ain't nothing wrong with that. But we went in, and we was getting ready to leave his publishing company. I'll never forget it. And he said, well, I got one song here. He said, but ain't nobody going to cut it because it's too tough. And he played Tattoos and Scars. We said, that's who we are right there. And the next thing we know, we found Hillbilly Shoes at about 3:30 in the morning. And we had Tattoos and Scars. And then everybody goes like, we know who they are now.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, another song that pretty gripping that I don't think enough people know that came from Montgomery Gentry was a song you did for a soundtrack called Didn't I? And what a great song. And I've always known the support and respect that you have for our armed forces.
Oh, I'm telling you, like I said, it's the greatest country in the world, man. We can say, be, and dream as big as we want to in this great country. And we just don't give it up enough for all of our great American heroes, man. And I'm, and you know, I can't thank them enough because I get to live out my dreams. My kids get to live out their dreams. And we ain't got to worry about somebody jumping on us, because if they do, look out, baby, it's on.
It is
and
on.
So I appreciate our heroes, and we just don't do enough for them. And I wish to hell we could do a lot more for them, and we need to. And I'll say it, they all need raises.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you're coming up to Wisconsin. You've been coming to Wisconsin for quite 25 years now. Is there something that sticks out about the state of Wisconsin for you, Eddie, when you come up here? You got to get some cheese or some brats, or, you know, is there what when you think Wisconsin, what do you think?
Well, both of them, definitely think about them. Also, the corn and the food and there's more festivals, I think, in Wisconsin than there is in the rest of the United States.
That is true. Lots of great festivals.
So, and I tell you, I love it. They love to live life and love to have a lot of fun.
Well, are you familiar with brats?
Oh, I sure am.
Now, there's
going to be... Every time we come up there, usually we always get a bunch.
Well, I'll tell you what,
is it Leinenkugels?
Yes, sir. Leinenkugels, yes.
Yeah.
So, you're going to be...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you're going to be at a place where there's going to be tons of brats and lots of beer for you, and a crowd that's waiting to, I would almost put it, raise a little hell with you on Friday night.
Oh, we can't wait. Go ahead and tell them if they gotta work the next day, they might want to call in sick, because we've been known to lock the doors, bolt the gates, and party all night long.
Well, Eddie Montgomery, it has been a pleasure having you on the show with me this morning. And I always let my guests pick the song from their catalog out of the interview. What can we play this morning?
You know what? Tattoos and Scars.
That sounds awesome.
25 years.
Eddie Montgomery, it is always a pleasure to have you here on Iron Country, and you're always welcome back, my friend.
Hey, thank you, sir, for taking time out, man, and can't wait to see everybody, man. Up there, we're going to be letting it rock. We're lock, cock, and ready to roll, so let's get her done, baby.